Preface: The Temple of Flesh and Fire. You were not sent here to be weak. You were not sent here to be fogged, sick, and enslaved. You were sent as fire, a signal, a scroll of light written into flesh. But the moment you entered this world, the system of Babylon laid its hand upon you. From your first breath under fluorescent lamps, to the milk laced with chemicals, to the school lunch dripping in seed oils, you were marked. Not with tattoos of ink, but with the mark of appetite, addiction, and dependence. They fed you their bread, they offered you their cup, and you drank, not knowing it was poison. But the Lord saw it long before you were born. He revealed it to his servants, and his words stand as a warning for this very hour. Behold, verily, thus saith the Lord unto you, in consequence of evils and designs which do and will exist in the hearts of conspiring men in the last days, I have warned you and forewarn you by giving unto you this word of wisdom by revelation. Doctrine and Covenants 89:4. These are not the words of men. These are the words from the mouth of God. A warning to his children that the food, the drink, and the medicine of Babylon would be twisted into weapons of control and death. And now you see it fulfilled. This is not healthcare. This is sorcery. This is pharmakia, the priestcraft of poison. This is the Gadi Anton deep state of the body, a secret order that works in shadows, that weakens, confuses, and kills. Their weapons are not only bullets and bombs, but boxes on shelves, bright packages with smiling faces, yet within them, death. They lace the waters, they fog the air, they burn chemicals into the land, they mix sugar, oil, and toxin into spells that addict the tongue, fog the brain, and choke the spirit. And they call it food. But hear this, remnant. If you are still listening, it means your heart has not been fully conquered. It means there is a flame still alive in you. It means you are one of the few who can still hear the trumpet in the distance. You have felt it. The fatigue that will not lift. The mind that cannot focus. The spirit that feels far away, as if heaven were silent. You thought it was your fault. You thought you were broken. But you are not broken. You are poisoned. And you can be cleansed. Remnant warrior, these scrolls are written for you. To show you the poisons. To break the chains. To restore the covenant between your body and your God. You are the living temple. You are the altar of flesh and flame. Guard it. Cleanse it. Consecrate it. For the day is coming when only the pure in heart will hear the Spirit clearly enough to survive the storm. If you would be one of them, then walk with me now. The gates are opening. The fire is waiting. This is your awakening. Chapter 1. The Matrix Food Deception. You have been warned, not by men, not by science, but by the voice of God. Behold, verily, thus saith the Lord unto you, in consequence of evils and designs, which do and will exist in the hearts of conspiring men in the last days, I have warned you, and forewarn you, by giving unto you this word of wisdom, by revelation. Conspiring men, evils and designs. The last days, it was all foretold. This is not a health fad. This is not nutritional science. This is prophecy. These words of wisdom were never just about tea and tobacco. It is the Lord's exposure of the Babylon sorcery. A warning that food and medicine would be hijacked. A warning that poisons would be disguised as healing. This is the globalist, deep state health matrix, once they hid in caves. Now they sit atop towers, once they wielded daggers. Now they wield syringes, potions, and pills. Once they robbed with swords. Now they rob with foods and sorcery. the ancients warned, they shall obtain the sole management of the government, and thus they trampled under their feet the commandments of God. Agencies pretend to protect our health. Corporations flood your shelves with poison. Pharmaceutical kingpins profit from the sickness they create. This is the sorcery of food. Sugar, refined, stripped, bleached, crystallized. It spikes, it crashes, it's addictive. It feeds disease, it suppresses immunity, it enslaves the brain. And Babylon hides it in everything they can. They know a sugared people is a slavish people. Oil, once sacred, now twisted. Canola, soy, corn, cottonseed, extracted with fire, corrupted with solvents, inflammatory, toxic, sold as heart healthy, while fueling heart disease, obesity, cancer, chemicals, names no one can pronounce, aspartame, MSG, glyphosate, potions of pharmakia, disguised as food, and sorcery itself. The revelation of John declared it. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Drugs that do not heal, pills that do not cure, chains forged, one prescription at a time. This is the beast system. This is the spell you're under, and the world is drunk with it. The body is your temple, the mind the seer stone, the spirit the flame. Babylon seeks to poison all three. The body gate, disease multiplied, obesity, diabetes, cancer, pain, the temple walls collapsing, the mind gate dopamine hijacked, brain fog like smoke, anxiety, addiction, depression, the seer stone clouded, the spirit gate shame, guilt, apathy, disconnection from heaven, the flame smothered in ashes. This is not by accident, this is by design. If he can dim the temple, he can silence the spirit. Isaiah thundered, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil." Paul warned us, "In the last days perilous times shall come." John saw it. By their sorceries were all nations deceived. The prophets did not whisper it, they roared it. And now you're watching their warnings fulfilled. But there is another prophecy. A people who would awaken, a remnant who refuses Babylon's cup. Their temples made clean, their flames ignited. Health is not vanity, it is readiness. It is clarity, it is war preparation. Refuse Babylon's bread and cup. Return to covenant fuel. Purge thy temple, consecrate your meals, guard your gates, and the promises are sure. All saints who keep these sayings shall receive health in the navel and marrow to their bones. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, and the destroying angel shall pass them by. Remnant warrior, you are not yet broken. You are not beyond healing. The sorcery spell can be broken. Rise, cleanse your temple, consecrate your fuel, guard your gates. The spirit will burn again, the flame will ignite, the fog will lift. This is your first code, the deception exposed, the gates unsealed, the path revealed. Now rise. Chapter 2. The eight fires of healing. The adversary poisons, but Christ restores. The Babylonian matrix binds, but the Lord ordains freedom. Not in laboratories, not in pharmacies, but written into creation itself. AR, water, sunlight, food, movement, rest, discernment, spirit. These are the eight fires of healing. The covenant keys for the body. The hidden truths mocked by woke Babylon, but restored to the remnant. The first fire is living breath, the breath of life. Babylon builds cities of smog, walls sealed with mold, airways filled with dust and poison. But the remnant will breathe, deep, full, pure. Breath is prayer, breath is spirit, breath is fire to the temple. The second fire is living water, not poisoned with fluoride, not stagnant in plastic, but living, flowing, water. Dehydration clouds the mind, it weakens the organs, it poisons the blood. But living water cleanses. Living water restores. Living water revives the flame. Drink deeply. Fast with water. Cleanse with water. Bless your water. Each sip is a covenant. Each drink, a remembrance. The third fire is the sun flame, the star ordained of God, the light that governs seasons and hormones, the flame that writes law into skin and bone. Babylon says, fear the sun, hide from it, block it with our toxic sunscreens. But the temple was made for light. Sunlight builds vitamin D. It strengthens immunity. It drives away depression. It ignites the soul. Seek the dawn. Step into the morning light. Ground your feet in the earth. Lift your face to heavens. Let the sun's flame set your temple ablaze. The fourth fire is temple fuel. Food was never meant to be poison. It was ordained for covenant strength. These words of wisdom declare, every herb in the season thereof, every fruit in its time, meat sparingly, only in cold or famine, grain, the staff of life. This is God's order. Eat plants in season. Eat meat sparingly with respect. Eat with gratitude. Eat with prayer. Eat as covenant, not as craving. The fifth fire is warrior movement. The body was not built for chairs, not for screens, not for idleness. Without movement, blood stagnates, the lymph clogs, the muscles weaken, the mind dulls. Move, remnant, walk, climb, stretch, sweat. Train for strength, train for readiness. Movement is prayer in action. It awakens the warrior fire within. The sixth fire is sacred rest. Without rest, the temple collapses. Without silence, the spirit withdraws. Sleep is repair. Sabbath is renewal. Stillness is cleansing. Babylon mocks rest. Screens glow through the night. Music drowns silence. Labor enslaves. But God ordained rhythm. Day and night. Work and Sabbath. Strain and release. Restore the rhythm. Sleep early. Rise with the dawn. Honor the Sabbath day. Rest and be renewed. The seventh fire is discernment, temperance, prudence, thanksgiving. The adversary enslaves by excess, too much sugar, too much meat, too much noise. Prudence is wisdom. Thanksgiving is covenant. Together they burn away excess. Discernment frees the soul. Live not for appetite. Live not for indulgence. Live for covenant. Live for fire. The eighth fire is the spirit flame, the greatest of them all. Faith, trust, spirit. This word of wisdom ends with a promise. All saints who keep these sayings shall find wisdom. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And the destroying angel shall pass them by. This is not just health. This is protection. This is clarity. This is covenant fire. Pray, consecrate, fast, trust, and the Spirit will ignite the other seven fires until the temple shines with light. Remnant warrior, these eight fires are not suggestions. They are not trends. They are the doctrines of Christ. They are hidden truths. They are covenant survival. AR, water, sun, food, movement, rest, discernment, spirit. Guard them, kindle them, live by them. And the promises are sure. Health in the navel, marrow in the bones, wisdom revealed, strength renewed, protection granted. This is the covenant of the eight fires. This is the healing of the temple. This is the path of the remnant. Now, come, follow. Chapter 3, The Breath Gate. The first fire is breath, the gate of life itself. In the beginning, God formed man from the dust of the earth, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Breath is not air alone. It is spirit. It is the bridge between flesh and fire. Babylon seeks to choke it. Cities of smog, houses sealed with mold, air poisoned with dust, smoke, chemicals, lungs starved of oxygen, souls starved of spirit. The adversary knows if he can choke the breath, he can dim the flame. But the remnant will breathe. Not shallow, hurried, mouth-breathing slaves of Babylon, but deep, slow, consecrated, living breath. Breath expands the chest. Breath feeds the brain. Breath floods the blood with light. Breath carries prayer into the heavens. Consider this. One can live weeks without food, days without water, but only minutes without breath. Breath is the first covenant of life, the first reminder that you are a temple. Remnant warrior, learn again the sacred art of breathing. Rise at dawn, step out into the morning air. Fill the lungs until the ribs expand like wings. Hold, release slowly. Breathe with prayer. Breathe with gratitude. Breathe with fire. Breath is not only survival, it is a weapon. In anger, hold your breath and rage consumes. In fear, breath shortens and panic rules. In discipline, breath slows and peace returns. The prophets knew this. The psalmist wrote, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Breath as praise, breath as offering, breath as flame." Babylon has no answer for this. They can sell pills, they can sell injections, but they cannot sell you breath. Breath is free, breath is gift, breath is covenant. Practice the fire breath. Inhale through the nose, steady, full, slow. Hold until the body burns with oxygen. Exhale through the mouth, long, cleansing. Repeat until the mind clears and the spirit speaks. Practice the warrior breath. Breathe in rhythm with steps as you walk. 4 steps in, 4 steps out, until breath and body move as one. Practice the prayer breath. Speak the name of Christ as you breathe. Yah, on the inhale. Way, on the exhale, until every breath becomes worship. Breath purges toxins. Breath calms storms. Breath sharpens clarity. Breath restores spirit. Without breath, the temple falls. With breath, the temple ignites. The breath gate is the first gate. Guard it, strengthen it, consecrate it. Seek fresh air daily. Open windows, walk in fields, climb mountains. Pray with lungs wide open. This is not luxury. It is covenant survival. And the promises remain. All saints who keep and do these sayings shall receive health in the navel and marrow to the bones. Remnant warrior, breathe, breathe again. Breathe deeply until the spirit fills the temple. For every breath is blessing, every breath is flame, every breath is life. Chapter 4, The Living Water. The second fire is water. The gift of life, the promise of cleansing. Christ himself declared, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life." Living water is not symbol only. It is real. It is fire in liquid form. Babylon poisons the streams. Fluoride in the pipes, plastic in the bottles, pharmaceuticals flushed into the rivers, heavy metals hidden in the wells. They mock the covenant, they choke the spring, they turn the cup into poison. But the remnant will drink living water. Water is the carrier of memory. It records blessing, it receives prayer, it responds to covenant. Speak life over your water. Bless it, consecrate it. Break Babylon's curse before it touches your temple. Without water, the physical temple fails. The blood thickens. The cells starve. The mind clouds. Organs shut down. Dehydration is bondage. Hydration is freedom. Drink deeply, pure, mineral, spring-fed. Lemon in the morning, herbs in the evening. Water blessed in prayer. Each sip, remembrance. Each drink, covenant. The prophets knew this. Isaiah declared, "With joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation." John recorded the promise, "He that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Water is salvation made visible. Water is covenant made liquid. Babylon sells addiction, soda, syrup, chemical fizz, bright labels masking slow poison. But water cannot be marketed. It flows from the mountain. It falls from the sky. It springs from the earth. It is free because it is holy. Remnant warrior, reclaim the covenant of water. Fast with water, purging toxins, humbling flesh, clearing mind. Cleanse with water, hot and cold to awaken circulation, ignite the immune fire. Pray with water, blessing each cup, remembering the covenant. Bathe in rivers, immerse in lakes, feel the spirit in living streams. For baptism itself was born of this truth. Water cleanses, water renews, water seals covenant. Drink before meals, drink upon rising. Drink when weary, do not wait for thirst. Stay ahead of Babylon's dehydration. This is not suggestion, it is covenant command, and the promises remain. All saints who remember to do these sayings shall receive health in the navel and marrow to the bones. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The destroying angel will pass them by. Even plagues shall not touch them. Remnant warrior, drink. Drink again. Drink until the fog lifts. Drink until the spirit flows. Drink until your body remembers covenant. For water is not just liquid. It is light. It is memory. It is covenant fire in motion. This is the living water. This is the second fire. This is the gate of renewal. Chapter 5. The Sun Flame. The third fire is the sun flame. The flame of the sky. The light of the world. The star ordained by God as ruler of the day. From the beginning it was covenant. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good. The sun is not accident. The sun is not threat. The sun is covenant fire, written across the heavens. But Babylon wages war on the sun. They say, "Fear it. Hide from it. Block it. Smother your skin with chemicals to resist it." They flood houses with false light. Screens that glow at midnight. Cities that never sleep, artificial suns that enslave rhythm. They invert truth. They call darkness light. They call light darkness. Isaiah thundered it, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness." Why would the adversary wage war on the sun? Because sunlight is creation's code. The temple of flesh reads it. The spirit within responds to it. The eyes absorb light, and the mind awakens. The skin absorbs light, and the body ignites. The cells absorb light, and the spirit finds fire to dwell in. Without the sun, life collapses. No crops, no food, no fire, no warmth. But even before famine, the temple weakens. The immune system falters. The bones thin. The mind grows heavy with fog. Depression spreads like shadow. This is why Babylon says, "Fear the sun, for they know if you are starved of flame, you will be docile, fogged." Number remnant warrior, you must reclaim the covenant of light. The word of wisdom spoke it. All grain is ordained for the use of man. Wheat for man, corn for the ox, oats for the horse, rye for the fowls, barley for drink. Every creature has its fuel, but all fuel depends on the sun. Without the sun, the grain dies. Without the sun, the fruit withers. Without the sun, the herb cannot heal. Sun is the source of every other fire. Scripture testifies, "The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." Psalm 84:11. Christ declared, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Nephite record records it. And it came to pass, there was no darkness in all the night nor the next day, but it was as light as though it was midday. And the sun did rise in the morning again. And this was a new star according to the word. 3 Nephi 1:19-21. The sun itself testified of his birth, and it withdrew its light at his death. The heavens covenant with the sun. Through the sun, Babylon's war is clever. They cloak it in science. They say, the sun gives cancer. But what do they sell? Bottles of lotion filled with carcinogenic chemicals. They say, avoid the sun. And they lock you in houses of artificial glow. They say, fear the heat. And they offer air-conditioned prisons, while your body forgets how to sweat, and your spirit forgets how to endure. This is sorcery. This is inversion. This is the Guardian and Health Matrix at work. Remnant warrior, learn the truth of the sun flame. Sunlight enters the skin and makes vitamin D. This is not minor. It is covenant. Vitamin D builds bone. It strengthens immunity. It kills viruses. It guards against depression. It ignites hormones. It sharpens clarity. Without it, disease multiplies. With it, the temple shines. Circadian rhythm is written by the sun. The body was made to rise with dawn. The body was made to rest with dusk. Hormones reset by morning light. Melatonin triggered by evening fade. Energy governed by solar flame. But Babylon breaks this covenant. Screens glow all night. Shops stay open past midnight. Music blares through the dark. And the people forget rhythm, forget covenant, forget rest. But the remnant will return. The remnant will live by sun rhythm, not by Babylon's glow. Remnant protocol, the sun flame. At dawn, step outside. Do not wait. Step out when the first light touches the horizon. Remove shoes, feet on earth, eyes toward heaven, skin uncovered. Breathe deep. Pray aloud. This is the dawn covenant. Do this daily and your body will reset. Your spirit will ignite. Your mind will sharpen. At noon, return to flame. Let the sun strike the skin for 15 minutes. Arms, face, chest. Do not fear. Do not hide. Receive the fire. At dusk, watch the sun descend. Pray as it sets. Thank the Lord for light. Prepare the temple for rest. This is the rhythm of the sun. Dawn, noon, dusk. A trinity of covenant light. Practical fire, grounding. Walk barefoot on earth. Let the current of creation flow. The sun above, the ground below. You stand as temple between heaven and earth, fasting with light. On days of fasting, spend time in sun. Let it burn away hunger. Let it fill you with spirit. Healing flame. Expose wounds to sun. Expose skin to sun. Let it disinfect. Let it cleanse. Seasonal rhythm. Summer is time of strength. Winter is time of sparing. Eat with seasons. Live with sun's cycle. This is covenant order. Scripture again. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Matthew 6:22. Light enters through the eyes. When you behold the dawn, your body is filled with light. When you behold the sunset, your rhythm is sealed. Babylon blinds the eyes with screens, but the remnant opens them to the sun. Prophetic promise. All saints who keep and do these sayings shall receive health in the navel and marrow to the bones. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And the destroying angel shall pass by them. This includes light, for light is fuel, and the remnant will not be found in darkness. Remnant warrior, seek the sun. Reject Babylon's fear. Do not hide from flame. Receive it. At dawn, ignite your temple. At noon, strengthen your bones. At dusk, prepare for rest. For the sun flame is covenant fire. It is the third gate of healing. It is the light of life. Do not forget, the sun testifies of the sun, the light of the world, the true fire. As you stand in flame, remember him. As you drink the light, worship him. As you walk in covenant rhythm, follow him. For the day will come when no sun will be needed. For the Lamb is the light thereof. Revelation 21:23. Until that day, walk in covenant with the sun. Receive its fire. Ignite your temple. Shine as remnant. This is chapter 5, the sun flame revealed, the covenant restored, the fire ignited. Chapter 6, temple, fuel. The fourth fire is temple fuel. What enters the body becomes the body. What you eat, you become. This word of wisdom is not a suggestion. It's prophecy. It's doctrine. It's end time survival. Wholesome herbs God hath ordained for the constitution, nature, and use of man, every fruit in the season thereof, flesh of beasts and fowls, to be used sparingly. Grain is the staff of life. This is not diet culture, this is higher law. Babylon knows the truth of fuel, and so they wage war at the table. They lace the breads with chemicals, they strip the grains of life. They fill the meats with hormones. They drown the fruits in poison. They call it food, but it's really called sorcery. And all the nations eat it gladly. Sugar is the first poison, sweetness stolen from fruit and honey. Bleached, refined, turned into powder. An altar drug that addicts the tongue and numbs the brain. The body crashes, the mind fogs, the spirit dims. And Babylon laughs, for they know a sugared people is an obedient people. Oils are the second poison, once sacred, pressed from olives, ordained for anointing, now twisted in factories. Canola, soy, corn, cottonseed, extracted with solvents, broken into rancid molecules, burning the temple from within, sold as healthy, but inflaming the body, warping hormones, fueling disease. This is sorcery of the highest order. Meat is the third corruption. God ordained it, but only sparingly, only in times of winter, cold, or famine. Flesh also of beasts and of the fowls of the air. I, the Lord, have ordained for the use of man. Nevertheless, they are to be used sparingly. But Babylon feeds the nation's flesh without restraint, factory farms, cruelty, excess, endless meat. The people glut, their blood thickens, their hearts fail, their spirits dull, for appetite has become idle. Grain is the fourth corruption. God ordained it as staff of life, but Babylon stripped it. They bleach it. They enrich it with chemicals. They drown it in glyphosate. They feed it to beasts it was never meant for. Wheat for man. Corn for the ox, oats for the horse, rye for the fowls. God's order is species-specific. Babylon's order is profit-driven. The result is mutation, sickness, imbalance. The covenant was broken at the millstone. Processed food is the fifth corruption. Bright packages, neon dyes, artificial flavors, empty calories. These are not meals. They are spells, potions disguised as bread, sorcery disguised as sustenance. Pharmakia is the sixth corruption. Food made you sick, so they sell you drugs. Drugs give side effects, so they sell you more drugs. A cycle of poison, from cradle to grave. The system is not broken. It is designed. This is the table of Babylon. But God's table is different. It is simple, it is seasonal, it is covenantal. Fruits in their season, roots in their time. Herbs for healing, grain for strength, meat sparingly with gratitude, water pure, oil sacred. This is the food of Zion. practical protocol. Eat whole foods as close to creation as possible. Eat fruits in season. Do not demand strawberries in winter. Eat grain whole, not stripped. Use wheat, rye, oats, barley. Eat meat sparingly. Honor the life taken. Reject refined sugar. Use honey, fruit, maple in moderation. Reject seed oils. Use olive, coconut, avocado, pure pressed. Reject Babylon's packaging. Shop the perimeter, not the shelves. The Nephite record declared, "And the Lord did bless them both in body and in spirit." The blessing was tied to food. When they kept covenant, they prospered. When they glutted, they fell. The word of wisdom promised, "All saints who keep and do these sayings shall receive health in the navel and marrow in the bones. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The destroying angel shall pass by them." This is not poetry. It is covenant law. Eat as Babylon eats, and you receive Babylon's plagues. Eat as God commands, and you receive Zion's protection. Remnant warrior, learn to eat again. At dawn, break fast with fruit and prayer. At noon, eat herbs, roots, and grain. At dusk, consecrate one covenant meal. Bless it. Thank God for it. Eat slowly. Eat in silence. Eat in gratitude. This is not diet. This is ritual. This is covenant. Babylon mocks simplicity. They sell variety, spice, indulgence. They market lust of the tongue as culture. They sell slavery as freedom. But the remnant must see through the lie. Food is not entertainment. Food is covenant fuel. Food is the fire of the temple. Prophetic witness, Christ himself broke bread, blessed it, gave thanks, made it covenant meal. The manna of Israel fell daily, simple and pure. But the people lusted after meat, and they were cursed with plague. Daniel refused Babylon's meat and wine. He ate pulse and water. And the record says, "His countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the king's meat." This is the doctrine of Christ, not hidden, not optional, but covenant for the last days. Remnant warrior, refuse Babylon's cup, reject Babylon's table, do not eat their bread, do not drink their poison, return to covenant fuel, eat as creation ordained. Eat as Scripture commands. Eat as Christ himself modeled. Then you will be strong. Then you will discern. Then you will endure the storm. This is the fourth fire. This is temple fuel. This is the restoration of covenant eating. Chapter 7, Warrior Movement. The fifth fire is warrior movement, the covenant of strength, the command to rise. The temple of flesh was never designed for chains of stillness. It was built to move. It was built to walk, to climb, to labor, to dance, to fight, to pray in action. "By the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread." This was not curse. It was covenant. Movement was woven into creation. But Babylon wages war on movement. They build chairs that enslave, screens that mesmerize. Vehicles that carry every step for you, machines that replace labor. They tell you, convenience is progress, comfort is happiness, ease is the reward of civilization. But comfort is captivity, idleness is slavery, stillness without purpose is decay. Look around, a generation bent over screens, eyes glazed, muscles wasted, backs hunched, children sitting more than they run. Elders immobile before their time. This is Babylon's sorcery of stillness. A people robbed of strength, a nation too weak to rise. But the remnant must be different. You are called to move. You are called to train the temple as a weapon of light. Not for vanity, not for pride, not for image, for readiness, for endurance, for service, for battle. Consider the body God gave you, muscles that respond to strain, bones that grow stronger under weight, blood that flows better when you move, lymph that only circulates when you contract. The very design of the temple proves it. Movement is required for life. Without movement, the blood stagnates, the lymph clogs with waste, the muscles waste away, the joints lock, the mind dulls, the spirit feels trapped, idleness is decay. But with movement, blood flows like river. Oxygen floods the brain, endorphins ignite joy, hormones balance, stress is purged, the immune system awakens. Movement is not hobby, it is covenant flame. Scripture confirms this. Paul wrote, "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Ye are not your own, ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body." Glorify in body, not by idleness, but by strength, by readiness, by movement. The psalmist declared, "Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war, and my fingers to fight." Even battle requires training. God himself teaches movement. The Nephite record testifies, "Their armies were strong. Their women and children fled into the wilderness with endurance. Their prophets walked among the people. They labored, they built, they plowed, they defended. They were a moving people."
Remnant protocol, warrior movement, walk. After every meal, walk. Let digestion be stirred by motion. Let blood flow. Climb, use stairs, climb hills, build endurance. As the prophets climbed mountains to meet God, so climb. Lift. Train with weights, stones, bars, body resistance. Muscles must strain. Bones must feel load. Sweat. At least once a day, sweat. Through labor, through training, through prayer in motion. Sweat is the purge of the temple. Stretch. Keep joints supple. Stretch morning and night. A flexible temple is a ready temple. Train for function, not vanity, not image, but for readiness. To carry, to defend, to endure the storm. Movement is also spiritual. Prayer on your knees, hands lifted in worship, feet marching in covenant, dancing before the Lord. Movement consecrates the temple. Stillness in prayer has power, but movement in worship ignites fire. Babylon tells you fitness is pride, or that training is for athletes only, or that the body is vanity. But the Covenant One declares otherwise. The body is the Lord's. It is a weapon. It is an altar. It is a temple. To leave it idle is to sin. To train it is consecration. Prophetic witness. Joshua marched around Jericho. Movement brought down walls. David danced before the ark. Movement was worship. Ancient sons built ships. Movement was obedience. The Savior himself walked everywhere he went. He climbed mountains to pray. He carried the cross. Christ was never idle. Remnant warrior, train with fire. Rise at dawn and stretch to heaven. Walk in the light of morning. Sweat before the day begins. Lift something heavy. Carry the burdens of others. Make your temple ready. Make it strong. Make it disciplined. For the days ahead will test your endurance. Those who are idle will fall. Those who are trained will endure. Consider this. A famine comes. Will you endure without strength? A journey begins. Can you walk without fainting? A battle arrives. Can you stand? Can you fight? Can you endure? Or will you collapse in the dust? This is why the word of wisdom ends with promise. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The destroying angel shall pass them by. Running, walking, enduring. These are promises tied to covenant keeping. Remnant warrior, reject Babylon's stillness. Refuse their chairs. Resist their glowing screens. Do not sit when you can stand. Do not stand when you can walk. Do not walk when you can climb. Do not climb when you can run. Move, move daily. Move with purpose. Move with fire. For warrior movement is covenant survival.
the fifth fire, the training of the temple.
Chapter 8, Sacred Rest. The sixth fire is sacred rest. Without rest, the temple collapses. Without silence, the spirit withdraws. Without rhythm, the soul forgets covenants. Rest is not weakness. Rest is not laziness. Rest is fire concealed, gathering strength for the next day. On the seventh day, the Father ended his work, and he rested. Creation itself was sealed with a Sabbath day. Rest was built into the foundation of the world, but Babylon mocks Sabbath rest. They build the cities that never sleep, the screens that glow until dawn, the music that drowns out silence, labor that enslaves without pause. They say, give more hours, make more profit. They say, sleep is for the weak-minded. They say, work until you're exhausted. This is sorcery. This is inversion. This is the Babylonian matrix stealing your covenant rhythm. Look around. A people addicted to caffeine, running on fumes, dragging bodies into work half alive, eyes glazed, hearts heavy, minds fogged, children up past midnight under glowing screens, parents working two or three jobs without Sabbath rest, elders medicated to force sleep. This is not freedom. This is captivity. But the remnant must remember, sleep is covenant repair. Sabbath rest is covenant renewal. Silence is covenant cleansing. Without them, the flame dims. With them, the temple shines. The word of wisdom testifies, all saints who keep and do these sayings shall run and not be weary, shall walk and not faint. That promise is not only about food. It is about rest, for without rest, the body cannot endure. Without Sabbath day rest, the spirit cannot discern truth. Scripture witnesses again. The psalmist declared, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. The Lord himself promised, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest is a sacred gift. Rest is promise. Rest is holy. Christ honored rest. He withdrew into mountains alone. He slept in the boat even as storms raged. He honored Sabbath, though Babylon's priests mocked him. The pattern is clear. Rest is not idleness. Rest is holiness. Chapter 9. Discernment, the Code of Balance. The seventh fire is discernment, the code of balance, the covenant of self-mastery. Without discernment, even the temple falls. For what good is breath, water, sun, food, movement, rest, if appetite still rules the soul? The adversary's plan is simple. If he cannot choke the breath, if he cannot poison the water, if he cannot block the sun, if he cannot corrupt the food, if he cannot enslave you by idleness or exhaustion, he will enslave you through excess. Excess is Babylon's altar. It is the addiction of appetite. It is the chain of more. More food than needed, more drink than required, more noise than the spirit can bear, more distraction than the mind can hold. Excess blinds, excess dulls, excess weakens. It is not only what you eat, it is how much. It is not only what you drink, it is how often, too much, too often, too constant, too loud. This is the enemy's way. This is Babylon's sorcery. But the word of wisdom warned us. All these to be used with prudence and thanksgiving. Prudence is wisdom. Thanksgiving is gratitude. Together they burn away excess. Together they keep balance. Consider food. Fruits in season are good, but gluttony, endless fruit out of season, flown across oceans, stored in chemicals, becomes excess. Grain is the staff of life, but refined flour cakes stacked high every day becomes excess. Meat is permitted sparingly, but endless meat, daily flesh, indulgence without restraint, becomes excess. Wine is forbidden, but energy drinks, sodas, caffeine, chemicals consumed endlessly, also excess. Consider life. Work is covenant, but endless labor without Sabbath, excess. Rest is covenant, but endless sloth, idleness, indulgence, excess. Entertainment may refresh for a moment, but constant noise, endless screens, perpetual stimulation, excess. The prophets saw this. Nephi warned. They were lifted up in the pride of their eyes, and they were puffed up because of their excess. Paul wrote, "Whose end is destruction? Whose god is their belly? Who mind earthly things?" The Savior himself declared, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares." Surfeiting, gluttony, indulgence. This is Babylon's spell. Remnant warrior. Discernment is not denial. It is not starvation. It is balance. To eat when hungry. To stop when filled. To rest when weary. To work when called. To use all things with prudence. To receive all things with thanksgiving. This is the code of balance. Practical protocol. Discernment. Eat slowly. Pause between bites. Let the spirit whisper when enough has been received. Fast regularly, not only for cleansing, but for training. Let the body learn hunger again. Let the soul remember it can say no. Refuse Babylon's constant noise. Turn off the screens. Refuse endless music. Let silence speak. Guard the eyes. Do not consume endless images. What you see feeds the mind. Discernment is not only food, it is sight. Guard the ears. Do not glut on gossip. Do not glut on Babylon's entertainment. Choose what fuels, not what fogs. Guard the tongue. Speak less. Speak life. Use words sparingly, with power. Discernment governs all gates. Babylon mocks temperance. They say, more is better. They sell all you can eat. They sell binge. They call indulgence freedom. But indulgence is slavery. Self-control is freedom. Prophetic witness, Daniel refused the king's meat and wine. He chose pulse and water, and God gave him wisdom 10 times greater than all the wise men of Babylon. John the Baptist lived on locusts and wild honey, and he was filled with the Spirit from the womb. Christ himself fasted 40 days, and the devil could not break him. These are not stories, they are patterns. They are examples of covenant balance. Discernment is not only survival, it is prophecy. When the remnant learns balance, they cannot be manipulated by Babylon's table. They cannot be controlled by appetite. They cannot be fogged by indulgence. They see clearly. They hear the spirit. They endure the storm. Activation charge, remnant warrior. Awaken the seventh fire. Resist excess. Reject gluttony. Refuse Babylon's altar of more. Live in balance. Live in prudence. Live in thanksgiving. For the Lord promised, all saints who keep these sayings shall find wisdom and great treasures of knowledge, even hidden treasures. Discernment unlocks hidden treasure. Balance opens secret wisdom. Prudence guards the temple. This is the seventh fire. This is discernment. This is the code of balance. Chapter 10, the spirit flame. The eighth fire is the spirit flame, the greatest of them all. The covenant that ignites the other seven. Without spirit, breath is just air. Without spirit, water is just liquid. Without spirit, sun is just heat. Without spirit, food is just matter. Without spirit, movement is just labor. Without spirit, rest is just sleep. Without spirit, balance is just discipline. But with the spirit, all become flame. All become covenant. All become life. The adversary knows this, and so his final war is against faith. If he can sever you from spirit, he can choke the other fires. He builds Babylon's matrix of doubt. He floods the world with distraction. He mocks prayer. He twists doctrine. He offers false spirits, false prophets, false flames. He says, there is no God. There is no truth. There is no spirit. But the remnant knows. The remnant remembers. The remnant carries flame. Scripture thunders this truth. Paul wrote, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Christ declared, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, even the Spirit of truth. He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. The Nephite record testifies, by the power of the Holy Ghost, ye may know the truth of all things. And the doctrine and covenants promises, all saints who keep and do these sayings shall find wisdom and great treasures of knowledge, even hidden treasures. Hidden treasures are revealed only by the Spirit of truth. Consider this, breath alone cannot cleanse despair. But prayer breath ignites faith. Water alone cannot heal grief, but consecrated water becomes covenant. Food alone cannot sustain the storm, but blessed food fuels spirit. Rest alone cannot restore hope, but Sabbath rest becomes holy fire. Spirit transforms all. The adversary has built a counterfeit, pharmakia to mimic healing, entertainment to mimic joy, addiction to mimic peace. False religion to mimic truth. But none endure, all collapse, all betray. Only spirit flame endures. Remnant protocol, spirit flame, prayer, not ritual only, but fire from the heart, morning, noon, night, consecrate every gate with prayer. Scripture, word is flame, the records ignite the soul. Study daily, plant verses deep. Let them burn in the mind until they become sword and shield. Fasting, not just for health, but for fire. Every fast is hunger turned to spirit. Every hunger pang is a prayer. Consecration, bless meals, bless water, bless work, bless sleep, bless your temple with words of covenant. Community, gather with remnant. Two or three in his name, the flame multiplies in unity. Isolation dims fire. Fellowship ignites it. Babylon mocks these. They call prayer delusion. They call scripture myth. They call fasting dangerous. They call consecration foolish. They call covenant gathering cult. But their mocking reveals their fear. For they know, spirit flame breaks chains, spirit flame exposes sorcery, spirit flame cannot be controlled. Prophetic witness, Moses carried spirit fire on Sinai. The mountain burned but was not consumed. Elijah called down spirit fire, and the false prophets of Baal were consumed. Lehi was filled with spirit flame. He stretched forth his hand, and enemies could not touch him. The apostles were filled with holy fire at Pentecost. Tongues of flame rested upon them, and they spoke with power that shook nations. Christ himself is the spirit flame. I am the light. I am the way. I am the life. The remnant must walk in this. Breath, water, sun, food, movement, rest, balance. All prepare the body temple. But spirit flame consecrates it. Without the Spirit, the temple is an empty stone. With Spirit, the temple becomes a house of fire. Practical activation. At dawn, breathe prayer into the air. At noon, drink water with blessing. At dusk, walk in sun and pray in silence. Before sleep, consecrate the body in prayer. This daily rhythm awakens spirit flame, and the promises remain. All saints who keep and do these sayings shall run and not be weary, shall walk and not faint, and the destroying angel shall pass them by. The destroying angel has no power against spirit flame, for it is a shield, it is armor, it is fire from heaven. Remnant warrior, fan the flame, guard the fire, feed the spirit, consecrate every act, Do not neglect the eighth fire, for it governs the seven. Without spirit, all other fires flicker. With spirit, all other fires burn. This is the eighth fire. This is the spirit flame. This is the covenant of eternal life. You have walked the paths. You have heard the warnings. You have seen sorcery unmasked. You have received the covenant key. Breath, water, sunshine, food, movement, rest, discernment, spirit. These are not suggestions. They are not trends. They are the doctrines of Christ. They are the hidden treasures mocked by Babylon, but revealed to the remnant in the last days. Now the charge rests upon you. You cannot say you were not warned. You cannot say you did not hear. You cannot say you did not know. For the word has gone forth. The trumpets have sounded. The fires have been lit. The adversary rages. The sorcerers of Babylon tighten their chains. But you carry the eight fires. You carry the covenant flame. You carry the spirit shield. Let your breath be prayer. Let your water be covenant. Let your sun be strength. Let your food be consecration. Let your movement be readiness. Let your rest be holy fire. Let your balance be wisdom. Let your spirit be flame. And the promises remain. All saints who remember to keep and do these sayings shall receive health in the navel and marrow to the bones. They shall find wisdom and great treasures of knowledge. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And the destroying angel shall pass them by. Remnant warrior, this is your seal. This is your charge. This is your covenant. The fires are yours now. Guard them. Kindle them. Live them. For the day is soon coming when only the pure in heart will endure. The storm will rage. The world will burn. But those who walk in covenant light will stand. And from their temples of flesh and fire, Zion will rise to usher in the King.